get a load of this guy. Story comes out of Maryville, Indiana. A not-so-stealthy samurai who told police he was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I don't know, they even have that commercial on anymore. He's in jail after allegedly abandoning a vehicle in the middle of a busy Indiana interstate to mark shirtless with a 35-inch sword. So here's this guy marching around without a shirt on with a sword. Indiana State Troopers found the white older model Toyota abandoned in the middle lane of Interstate 65, and the shirtless man marching in the inner shoulder with a 35-inch samurai sword about 2:30 p.m. just south of U.S. Highway 30. The man was marching like a drum major, holding the sword, moving it up and down in rhythm with his marching cadence, the police said. When Rayner approached the man, the police officer did, identified as serial resident Brian Womack, he swung the sword in a defensive manner but then dropped the sword in compliance with the trooper's order. The Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs guy, dressed only in plaid shorts and slip-on shoes, then tried to force his way into a 2010 Chevrolet sports utility vehicle that swerved to stop in the middle shoulder to avoid responding to the police. Another police officer finally ordered him to the ground and handcuffed him. He was charged with carjacking, resisting law enforcement, and possession of marijuana. So either high as a kite or a cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs just goes to show you that law enforcement is a tough job. You got to deal with guys like this. You're out there trying to protect others and protect yourselves, and either this fella has a serious mental health issue or he was, like I say, high as a kite. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, I'll let you decide. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.